8 people were killed in a series of attacks on Israelis today. In a new development, one suicide bomber was identified as an Arab citizen of Israel. According to Israeli media, this is the first time an Israeli Arab has carried out such an attack. From Jerusalem, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The first strike was on a main highway in the Jordan Valley. A Palestinian militant in a passing Jeep opened fire with a machine gun, spraying bullets into an Israeli minivan. He killed the driver and a young female teacher on her way to a school in a Jewish settlement. A few hours later came the suicide bombing in Nahariya, a northern town near Israel's border with Lebanon. A man blew himself up at a train station as a crowded passenger car was unloading. The site is typically full of Israeli soldiers heading back to their posts in the West Bank after weekend leave. Israel's government said the bomber carried an Israeli Arab ID card and lived in a village a few miles away. Police had reports he was planning an attack and questioned his family 10 days ago. Israeli officials say they believed the man had joined forces with the militant group Hamas in the West Bank, and they'd asked the Palestinian Authority to arrest him there. Today, Hamas claimed responsibility for the bombing. In other violence, a car bomb exploded near an empty bus in central Israel, killing the driver and sending nearby vehicles up in flames. Police speculated he was another suicide bomber whose explosives detonated prematurely. Israel's army also shot dead a Palestinian man in the Gaza Strip. Spokesmen say he was trying to place a bomb near the Israeli border. Within hours of the attacks, Israeli helicopters fired missiles on Palestinian security buildings in 4 places on the West Bank. All had been evacuated, so there were no casualties, although the blast sent nearby school children and office workers running for cover in a panic. Israeli Public Security Minister Uzi Landau said the army should take more initiative. What's needed, he said, is to completely destroy what he called the Palestinians' terrorist infrastructure.
And make the Palestinians pay on an ongoing basis from every interest which they have, from Jenin up north to Rafah at the south. Nothing should be immune, and it must be on a continuous, ongoing basis until they understand that terrorism doesn't pay off. This is not the situation at the moment.
The Palestinian Authority denied responsibility for the attacks and issued a statement condemning assaults on civilians. But spokesman Marwan Kanafani also dismissed Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's insistence on an unconditional ceasefire.
He cannot deny the rights of the Palestinians even to live or move or be free, and yet he wants his people to enjoy the fruits of peace. This is not the way it's going to work.
This afternoon, Israel's security cabinet approved the creation of so-called buffer zones meant to keep Palestinian militants out of the country. The controversial plan allows the army to declare closed military areas along its border with the West Bank, forbidding entry to Palestinians and arresting trespassers. Spokesmen say such action will be localized and ad hoc, not the sweeping measure originally planned. Still, Palestinians complain such zones would violate the Oslo Peace Accords and their carefully prescribed areas of sovereignty. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.